And right now, 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning. And Dale Bellis, I have talked with several times. He is the executive vice president and spokesman for Liberty HealthShare. And let me just say that these are partners working together. It's amazing. It is amazing. And not only do they save money, but they help each other, and they really do help each other. And that is one of the big things that makes Dale and his whole crowd, and he'll tell you just how many people we're talking about. Dale, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. What a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, again, this is the fourth time that I've had the opportunity to speak with you, and every time that I've been with you, it gets better and better. And I would just like to start this morning so that you can just say to the folks that are listening that maybe haven't heard you before how this works and how you share with each other. This is one of the things that fascinated me when I first met you.
We are a nationwide nonprofit association of men, women, families who unite around the commitment to pay each other's medical bills. And we do it without the help of an insurance company or the government, just a regular, systematic way to meet health care costs in a like-minded community, I might add, of faith and values, where my money every month, Brad, goes to another person. I know exactly where it's going. And then should I have a bill, that same group is there to pay my costs.
Now, again, how many are now in the organization? I know that you've built from the very, very beginning, and what really got to me was how they got to know each other and help each other. That's the wonderful thing that happened.
We have 240,000 members in all 50 states, so there's no limitation in terms of jurisdiction. It's portable. You can take it with you wherever you go. And every month, my money is being matched to another person that has bills. I see my dollars flow from my online account, we call it our share box, to the person I'm matched with every month. For me as a family, it's $529. And that money gets matched to the other person. I can message them with cheer, with encouragement, with prayer, whatever the case may be. And then we cut a check out of that receiving member's account to the doctors and hospitals, and we're following that methodology and paying each other's bills to the extent of $38 million every month.
Well, it's fascinating, and I think, Dale, what impressed me the first time that I met you, okay, the first time was that everybody gets along and everybody shares. And yes, it's all medicine and so forth, but it's much more than that once you get to know each other.
There is a significant reservoir in America of goodwill in our nation, where we are literally following the principles of neighbor helping neighbor, providing support and care and connection, sometimes during the biggest crises of our lives, and it's really what I refer to as relational health care. Every month I'm participating in another person's life to help them overcome that crisis that they're encountering or facing, and it does bring a sense of gratification, a satisfaction that my money is being used for a person, not dropping into a company black hole somewhere.
Dale, when you started, when this all began, did you dream that it would ever become what it is now?
No, frankly, I didn't. It has taken off like a prairie grass fire and has grown remarkably, and I'm just grateful to see folks adopt and participate in this method of meeting health care costs. And it's largely for two reasons, Brad. One, because of costs. We're facing health care costs that are unsustainable, and this is a way to meet those health care costs at half the expense of conventional health care, number one. And number two, as we've already said, it transforms my health care dollars into support and aid for another person. And that's a methodology that folks just really latch onto and wouldn't do it any other way.
Now, Dale, how does somebody listening for the first time, okay, get to do this? How do they connect like so many of our listeners have connected already?
The best way is on our website. Go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. I encourage folks to get the information packet. It's free. We call it a decision guide, just chock full of explanation and information about Liberty HealthShare, and it gets delivered electronically to your email. So just give your name, email address, it gets sent over instantly. Or call and talk to one of our trusted advisors in our contact center. Folks like to just talk it through, and we welcome that call. It's an easy-to-remember phone number. It's 855-58 and then spell out the word Liberty, 855-58-LIBERTY, or peruse the website, but libertyhealthshare.org is the place to go.
Now, and as far as the ages, what are the ages that are interested right away? Because I know that you cover many, many that are different ages, but they get along well, they share. And this is another thing that was very, very attractive as far as I was concerned.
Well, a college-age student can join and be a part of their parents' membership up to age 26. So from that point on up to age 65, we share in all of those bills from 65 and over. We help share in any cost that Medicare doesn't pay. And so we have, so our oldest member, remarkably, Brad, is 99 years old.
Wow.
So we're across the board in terms of ages of participation.
You know, and one of the things, too, that impressed me with your leadership when I met you for the first time, four times, this is our fourth time together, is that everybody gets along, everybody helps each other, and not only do you save money, but you also make friends, and your lifestyle is better.
It's based on the principle of how healthcare costs were paid if you and I lived 100 years ago. If we had a bill, it was our neighbors who surrounded us, our local community, our local church, support the family, help pay the bill, etc. We've turned that principle of mutual aid and mutual assistance into a solution for health care costs in our modern era.
Well, Dale, again, Dale Bellis, Executive Vice President, Spokesman for Liberty Health Share, and they truly, truly do that. And I know that we will talk again. It's been great. It's been great to get to know you. And I know that our listeners, so many of them, for the first time, have been so happy with what they have been able to take with them and share with others. So again, thank you, and we'll talk again soon, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Brad, so much for the invitation. God bless.
God bless you. Okay, coming up to 8:30 in the morning, and we'll be right back.